Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Wow, that sounded pretty good.
Hey.
Did that intro sound... I don't know. That intro sounded better to me for some reason. Maybe
it sounded my louder. Speakers.
It did sound louder and more crisp.
It did. You're right. It did sound crisp. I think it was a little more intense. Hey, Rufus, let's jump right into it today.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
I got a question for you. You know, I noticed to myself the last couple of days I've been doing some shopping.
Sweet.
And I'm thanking the people at the self-checkout line.
Why are there people at the self-checkout line?
Well, you know, there's always, like, that person that hangs around the self-checkout line, like, making sure that that stuff doesn't get ruined or whatever, you don't try to steal something.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, come to my job and do my job for me, and I will thank you, instead of me thanking you for standing there doing nothing.
Did they thank you first? Like, when you're leaving?
They looked at me with that expectant waiting for me to say thank you.
They want a tip.
Like, And I'm like, thank you, Jesus Christ.
No. You should have hand him your keys and say, go get my car.
I should have said, here's my bill. I get it to $8 an hour just like you do.
Yeah, exactly. I had a similar experience in that I checked myself out, and the guy told me thank you, and I said thank you as well. That's why I was asking. But I did kind of feel like, okay.
Well, here. The one lady, she was like probably a 20-year-old, she was doing anything to avoid doing work. Like, there was people, like, checking out that needed help, and she was putting all these flyers on the checkout things about something they're having on Saturday or whatever, and she, like, looked at this guy who needed help, like, hey, can't you see I'm putting these papers down next to all these checkout things?
Jesus.
Can't expect me to help you.
I think the rule of thumb is if you do the self-checkout, when you leave and walk past that drone that just fucking stands there drooling, you should say, you're welcome.
You're right. You should. Next time when they say thank you, I'm going to say, you're welcome.
Exactly.
You should. That would be like the ultimate insult. He said, I'm welcome, fucking asshole.
Well, do they really need somebody monitoring that fucking station? How often does something go wrong there? When you're buying...
If you've ever bought anything that's too big for a bag, like every fucking 5 seconds, because it's always like, you didn't bag that. You didn't bag that giant bag of dog food. You didn't bag that bag of potatoes. You know what I mean? It, like, should go by weight. If you have 50 pounds of fucking shit on there,
they should understand.
Put it, yeah, it should say 50 pounds of dog food will not fit in a fucking small plastic bag.
Right. And they've scanned it, so why the fuck do you have to even put it anywhere?
Yeah, it's what do they care?
You're welcome.
If I want to take every single item, you're welcome. I'm going to just wear a shirt that says you're welcome.
That's a great fucking idea. Just a default you're welcome because...
Right, yeah. One of those, like, old-timey things that, like, for a computer screen, a basic coding computer screen, and then just say you're welcome after.
Nice.
But that's how generic it will be.
That's beautiful.
The ultimate default you're welcome. Here's a story, too.
Uh-huh.
I was at the same store, the same trip, and I'm asking a guy, obviously, this is the deal. Some of these places just will hire anyone, but they put a vest on them and send them to a certain spot where they don't know what they're doing. We've discussed this before on the show.
The vest isn't really for any, it's like tagging them like animals. So that's what the vest
is. It's like, you can't get out. You can't steal something from the store because you're wearing a vest. So, of course, I'm asking the guy for help, and then it ends up being like three guys standing around helping me do nothing. I mean, I was more confused after they helped me. But then two of the guys left, and it was me stuck with the original guy, and he was some old guy, and he fucking ripped Silent But Deadly while we're fucking standing there.
Are you serious? You sure it wasn't you?
I'm sure it wasn't me. I would have checked my diaper.
Oh, my God.
But... I was like, what, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, we're just standing here, just the two of us, and he decides to fucking rip some disgusting, obviously I have a shit knocking at my back door.
Maybe he was trying to get rid of you.
Well, it worked. It worked. And I'm like, I'll just take these, I guess.
That's so funny. That reminds me of last week I was at the grocery store with my wife and kid, and I don't know how I got suckered into grocery shopping with them. But we're walking up and down the aisles, and we're in the bread aisle, and there's this new thing that they're selling called the loaf lock, which is basically
okay.
A clip. It's like a clip to keep your bag of bread closed or whatever.
So like a potato chip clip for bread.
Right. But I thought loaf lock, of course, my perverted mind, I was like, that sounds like a new technology for adult diapers. Like, it's like Depends Ultra with loaf lock.
It's a plug that goes in your butthole.
Right. So if you take a shit, it's guaranteed trapped in your fucking pants.
If you open it up, it actually is just a block of cheddar cheese.
That's right.
You just take eat 1 pound of loaf lock per day, and you're guaranteed never to shit.
Loaf lock.
Do you know what they call the loaf lock here where I live?
What's that?
Clothespin. A wooden clothespin.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Same thing they call a chip thing. I was thinking the other day, I was just like, I was at the store, you know, you're looking at potato chip shit and all that stuff. You know how they have all those, I was at the dollar store and they have all those trinkets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, sitting next to, well, not next to, like, 3 aisles away, I spy a bag of clothespins, wooden clothespins, for 99 cents. And there's 50 of them.
Yes.
And I'm like, I think I'm going to go with the clothespins.
We bought, when we moved into this house, what, 2 or 3 months ago? I bought a thing of clothespins for that purpose, for bags and shit. We haven't even, of course you lose those things. We still have over half of that fucking pack left, you know?
Who cares if you lose them? They're disposed. My daughter makes them into friends. She, like, colors them and makes them people.
Makes them into friends.
I'm like, go ahead. And now she has her own Etsy store selling clothespin friends.
This is my best friend, Loflock.
He smells like cheddar cheese.
He smells like cheddar cheese. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. So what's happened since Tuesday? Anything exciting, Ruth?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hang on.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Oh, he pops a fresh one, folks. This is going to be a fucking bender.
So today I paid $2,200 and plus $500 in lawyer's fees to settle a lawsuit against me.
Who is suing you?
This is what's so fucking fucked up. So back in 2011, I founded an internet marketing company with two other guys, right?
Yes, sir.
The first client we had was actually one of the guy's personal clients that he brought on board. He's like, okay, we're starting this company with a client. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I never dealt with this fucking client at all. I never even met the fucking guy or laid hands on his account. And then while we were there, he stopped paying us. And the guy who was handling his stuff was like, well, this is fucking bullshit. He's claiming we didn't do all this stuff. I've got documentation and receipts. And I mean, apparently we did do it. So he gathered all that stuff, got us a lawyer, and sued this guy for $10,000.
Okay.
And I was
like, sounds like it'd be headed in your direction.
Sounds good, right? Well, then I ended up leaving the company. And then shortly thereafter, the other partner, there was three of us, left the company too. We didn't think anything about it because we left the company, right? Well, when I'm in Nicaragua, I find out that the lawyer that we'd hired apparently is a shitty fucking lawyer because the guy that we sued countersued us for $10,000, and the lawyer never fucking told us, and it went to trial, and nobody showed up. We never appealed, and the shittiest part is we were an LLC, which should protect us personally.
Right.
But the lawsuit was filed as a DBA. So it fell to us personally, individually. $10,000 to me.
Wow.
And my buddy and my other buddy.
Now you need to sue your lawyer.
I'm getting there. So, I mean, I really had nothing to do with this fucking client or anything. And the guy that handled his account, I don't really trust that dude more. But the other partner, we're still really good friends. He got a lawyer, and he ended up settling for like $2,200. And he even consulted on my behalf with this lawyer, which is kind of cool. And his lawyer said, look, he can probably lay low. So he said, but they can't come after his bank account or whatever. And it wasn't like it was split three ways. They're like, they're going to get the fucking money from whoever they can get to first. So if they came to my account and found $10,000, they would fucking take it out or put a lien on my house.
What the fuck?
Like our fucking vehicle?
Trying to sell your house, too.
Right. And we're trying to buy a house, which could interfere with that, because if the judgment was levied, well, which it was, when we tried to buy a house, they'd be like, oh, well, you owe $10,000 to this guy. You have to pay that first. And so I contacted the lawyer that my other buddy had used, and I was like, I just want to get this fucking taken care of. And so anyway, that's what happened today. They negotiated my part of it down to $2,200, and this left the one guy with $5,600, and fuck him, because he kind of fucked us all over. But, yeah, we are going to – that lawyer that dropped the ball, apparently we can sue him, and it will supposedly be as easy as we just send him a letter, some official letter, and his malpractice insurance will just be like, okay, here's your – you know, $4,400 back or whatever. But
yeah, good luck with that.
But what the fuck? That was my day.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Well, you know, the good news is you got cleared up. What you should have done is gone and tried to buy a house and been humiliated and then sue the lawyer for all the fucking damages that you had, that you couldn't buy a house, the house fucking got sold out from under you because he wasn't he didn't make sure that you knew about these lawsuits and all that shit. What the fuck?
Well, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to do all that just so I'll avoid the whole house fiasco.
Well, then you won't get as much money, Roof.
I don't know.
That makes me sad.
As long as I get my money back, I'm not in it for a profit. But we'll get a
so what about this dipshit? So someone collected the fucking $10,000 from the other guy. Did you get part of that?
Or no,
he never paid. He just sued you guys. He just countersued.
Yeah, he just countersued us for $10,000 that he owed us. And that's what's fucking ridiculous.
Welcome
is that
to
if,
America.
If our lawyer had followed through, his lawsuit would have been thrown out, and we would have got $10,000 out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice lawyer. Sounds like a quality jurist or whatever they call fucking lawyers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Assholes.
I call this one quite a few things, but lawyer is not one of them.
Yeah, well, it's probably – there was a lawyer when I lived it who was, like, constantly in the paper for basically being addicted to crack.
Oh, wow.
And then he, like, screws over. Then he goes on, like, a five-state fucking spree where he's robbing banks. And he actually got away with it for, like, 2.5 years. Then they caught him.
Wow, really?
He ended up robbing – it was more than a two – he robbed like 14 banks or something.
Somebody should make a documentary about that guy and interview him. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Well, it'd be pretty easy because now he's in jail.
Yeah.
So you can definitely track the guy down.
Yeah.
He's probably doing like 3 months or something. He was in more trouble for like going on the lam than he was for robbing the banks.
Yeah, well, I guess he probably knows how to weasel out of shit too.
I'm sure he probably does.
I mean, you robbed 14 banks and you get 3 months?
I don't know how long he got. I'm kidding. He probably got more than that. He probably got like 6 months.
Yeah.
He was white, so they didn't throw the book at him. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Lucky him. He was white on the outside.
Well, yeah, so if he's a criminal, he must have been black on the inside.
Oh, Rufus!
I didn't say it.
You did say that.
I read that off of Ann Coulter's website just now.
Oh, okay. That makes it legal. You sure that wasn't a Barack Obama website?
No.
He hates black people, right?
He's a mulatto, so he probably does.
I remember when Obama was elected president?
Vaguely.
And there was like that Million Man March or whatever on the inaugural day, they showed that it was like a huge crowd of people.
Right.
And they showed people like, woo-hoo, yeah! Because they thought they were like all going to get like free cable and free telephones and free cars and stuff.
Yeah.
They were getting that stuff already, so that kind of sucks.
That's true. I was there. I was at that Million Man March.
You were?
No, I wasn't.
Were you in whiteface?
Yeah. I was dressed up as Al Jolson.
Does anybody ever get mad about whiteface? Does anybody ever do whiteface?
That was my next question to you, is there a thing such as whiteface?
I'm sure there is. I mean, don't those Wayans brothers do whiteface all the
they
time?
They did. Like, as women and as white women. That's some super racist fucking shit.
That's
sexist.
Fucking bold. That's bold.
That is bold. Those actually, guys need to be taken down.
What's the Wayans brothers make me laugh, I must admit.
Yeah, me too. It's a guilty pleasure.
They love being, you know, they love, I guess I would say, I don't want to say manipulating their own stereotypes, but what would it be? I guess from the stereotypes.
Amen. Amen to that.
I'm going to get you, sucka. Have you ever seen that?
Fuck yes, I've seen that. That's absolutely awesome.
Now that's fucking quality shit right
there. It is quality shit. It is quality shit.
On a little tiny budget.
Hey, I saw something moving behind you. You got a dog or a cat? What's in there? I saw something.
It's a little cat. She wants out now.
Uh-oh.
Her name's Siri. Remember, we talked about her before. Let me let her out of the studio here. Say bye, little one.
Bye, little one. Or were you talking about the cat?
She's the sweetest little. She was Pipsky's favorite. That's why we named her Jerry, but now she's just little one.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, shucks is right. How are your dogs doing there, Roof?
Doing good. One is totally laid back and cool. The other one is just a fucking spaz, but funny. They're both little.
New one's still a spaz, huh?
Oh, my God. The little one is a spaz, and it's a ball of... He's like trying to hold a fucking thigh muscle of somebody having a seizure all the time, just constantly fucking vibrating. And he's strong.
Having a seizure.
Yes.
He's super strong?
Yeah, he's way strong. He's like, I don't know... He's a dachshund mostly, but he's mixed with something else. And I'm thinking maybe a badger or even a Brahman bull.
A beaver.
Yeah.
Part beaver. I watched this thing on beavers the other night. It was pretty damn interesting. You know anything about beavers?
I'm sure you did.
It was called I Squirt Your Beaver.
I love squirting beavers.
I Hunt Beaver Hunter. That's what it was called.
Beaver Hunter. The beaver whisperer.
That's me. That's my nickname.
Is that right? I'm the beaver screamer.
Are you? I'm the beaver punisher. They call me the driller.
The beaver punisher.
The punisher. Beaver punisher.
Hang on, that's a show note.
Don't hurt the beaver. Remember that old joke? For any listeners out there that haven't heard the old joke, what was the dirtiest thing ever said on Leave It to Beaver?
Don't hurt the beaver.
Ward, don't you think you were a little hard on the beaver last night?
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. You cut out for a second.
You didn't hear the punchline?
No. Weren't you a little hard on the beaver? Yeah.
Yeah, aren't you a little hard on the beaver last night?
Wouldn't the beaver ever go swimming? Couldn't there have been a line like, wow, the beaver is so wet?
Yes, it was like, was the beaver, wow, the beaver's so crusty.
The beaver's so cruddy.
Or the beaver stinks. Beaver, have you been fishing? I always fucking remember Eddie Haskell. Did you ever watch? What he was
Eddie Haskell was my favorite character, man, because he's such a piece.
Like, he was a total piece of shit.
Phony.
Yes, he was. He was a traitor. He was a fucking backstabber. Old Eddie Haskell was.
Absolutely, just a total two-faced fucking jackass.
Next time I meet somebody like that, I'm gonna nickname him Haskell. Eddie Haskell. I wonder whatever the character who played Eddie Haskell. He was so fucking instantly hateable that he just gave up and probably became an agent or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He was the guy you love to hate. I mean,
if
I like that in real life, I would hate him. But to watch the character I was almost inspired. I was like, yeah.
You kind of are, but you're also like. If anybody was going to go and do hard drugs, it was going to be Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. He was like, he always like came up with the plot. I mean, Eddie, he's like, hey, Wally, you want to go fucking rob a liquor store? Well, I don't know. I don't know, Eddie. Sure, I guess.
Oh, gee. Gee willikers.
Isn't that kind of how Wally talks?
Yes. Well, gee. I don't know.
Well, golly, let's go get some Quaaludes.
And then, of course, the beaver would come up. What are you guys doing? Golly gee.
I wouldn't trust Eddie Haskell, Wally. He bit me over a sewer pipe.
I was
going to
say, Eddie Haskell probably touched the beaver's pee-pee.
He did. He's like, he took the beaver. He stuffed the beaver a few times.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You should be ashamed.
I should be. Everybody was thinking it.
Yeah.
Call in with your favorite beaver story. 646-478-0616. We want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, one of us does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm better than that.
Rufus wants to hear your snake stories.
Yes, I love snakes and beavers.
No, you just said that you don't like beaver stories. You like snake stories only.
God damn, you got to get technical on me.
That's what that lawyer's going to do, dude, when they got you up on the fucking chair trying to get this 10 grand back.
Oh,
you ready for that? How do you think you'd do on the stand?
On the stand? I would fucking dominate that fucking courtroom. You kidding? That's why I'm pissed off.
Would you?
Go to court.
You just go in there and fucking kick some fucking corporate ass?
Well, especially since I wasn't part of the company.
What's going on?
I wasn't part of the company. We were an LLC, not a DBA, and I had never touched this guy's fucking account. Yeah, I would piss all over that fucking judge and win.
Would you?
Absolutely.
I would piss all over this guy that you started this company with, who hired this fucking lawyer, and then obviously never went through any of the paperwork that the lawyer obviously put in front of him to sign.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
All right, we're not going to dwell on that. What's $2,200 against guys who barely talk to each other anymore?
That's true. Well, me and the other guy are really good friends, actually.
That's what I mean. So the $2,200 you had to pay out to the guy you never talked to really fucking sucks.
And what's cool, it's a negotiated deal, so I got my deal done. My buddy got his deal done. That left the third guy owing the remaining $6,000. So we're like, fuck that bitch.
So the guy not only never had to pay you, but he also is getting money from you. Well, I guess the lawyer is getting probably the lion's share of the money, I would imagine.
Right.
Because the other guy gets 10 grand worth of work for free.
Yes.
I guess this isn't Sunglasses Guy, is it?
No. Who's Sunglasses Guy?
Didn't you work with a sunglass company at one point?
Well, yeah, I worked for one. They weren't a client of mine.
Oh, they weren't sunglasses only, though, either, were they?
No, they were eyeglasses, prescription eyeglasses. Thank you.
I can never figure out if that was a fucking hat.
No, it's not
a
scam. No, they're
really?
Like the leading fucking eyewear company.
They just had so many bad reviews. Did you ever notice that?
Their customer service sucked in their supply chain. They had a really bad problem with their supply chain.
Really?
But the quality of the product, I mean, there were real doctors.
Right.
We had optician. So it was really good, but the supply chain really fucking sucked because the business model was just not good.
It was always like they shipped someone the wrong fucking product because they didn't have the other product in stock.
Yeah, there was a lot of back order issues.
Why would you even do that?
It's because the suppliers, the product, all those guys, they would never supply us with an actual stock because we didn't warehouse anything. We basically drop shipped directly from Gucci. But Gucci was never like, yeah, we got 200 available for you. So we called Gucci and said, we got an order for a Gucci what the fuck ever. And they'd be like, oh, we're fucking back ordered. We're sold out until August.
So it's just something you got to keep your fucking website updated like every day. Call on every pair of glasses just to see if someone's got it in stock.
Exactly, yeah.
Wouldn't have been worth it. I mean, it would have been worth it at one point probably to just stock some fucking 10 pairs of whatever every time it ran out just to have it, you know what I mean, on hand if you couldn't get it drop shipped.
By the time I left, they were doing that. They had gotten a warehouse. And we're stocking, like, the top 100 bestsellers just so that those would always be available.
All right. So maybe they cleaned up their act a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
I don't want to see you in another embroiled in another lawsuit.
Oh no, this I have nothing to do with those guys. They wish I did, but I don't.
Well, you seem to turn around the company and got out while it was on top. That's what is important.
Well, what's funny is now that I'm gone, it's not, at least in the realm of SEO, it's not doing that good. So that kind of makes me feel good.
Oh, Rufus, I thought you said you left on good terms.
Oh, I did. I left on great terms. But since
and
I left.
Crash and burn. Nice airplane sound, actually. Wow. This is some serious Foley you got going on there.
Right. Well, look at the foam behind me. That's what does.
That's
it.
True. I mean, obviously, it's a legit operation, and I can see the light from your microphone.
Isn't that cool?
Damn cool, I must say. It makes mine seem like a piece of shit.
Dude, I don't make $100 a month in voiceover by fucking around.
Obviously not, because that is some fucking serious shit you got going. Now, what does that light do to your voice?
It just
got a calming, cooling effect over your vocal cords, or what?
It just lets me know the mic is on.
Cool. I wish mine had one of those. Mine has a gay red light.
A gay red light.
It is. It's like the. It's gay looking. It is. It's totally gay.
Well, with
it's
the mic,
like hardcore spears.
With the mic hanging down above your head, it does look quite gay.
It is. Watch this. Yeah, that's how it likes it. That's just how it likes it.
That made me feel creepy.
I bet it did. Because on my thing, it looked like I was rubbing your chin like that.
No, I wasn't thinking about my chin. Here,
oh.
let's time something real quick.
Okay, one.
Two.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to put both your hands back on the screen, please.
Sorry, here's my hand. So I was going to scratch my...
Oh, gross, what was that?
Just the pubes under my nails, but they're not my pubes. It's all right.
I heard you. I thought you were clean shaven except for your face. First Manscaped.
These hairs aren't growing out of my face. They come from other parts of my body.
You paste them on with some spirit.
Yes. You don't
get Why in the world would they call that spirit gum, anyways? I never understood that.
That's a good question.
What are the origins of the word spirit gum? If you know, call us at 646-478-0616.
I saw an interesting news story.
Yeah.
Interesting enough that I should maybe do this.
Live from the internet, it's Headline News with Zigzag and Rufus.
Dateline.
So a guy, I'm trying to find the news story here. Long story short, a dude took like a piece of amber that's like 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to pull the yeast out of it, and he brewed beer with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he die?
No.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the better part of that story when he dies?
Maybe he will die. We'll do a follow-up.
The story is, did he die?
I would just like to know what 3-million-year-old beer tastes like.
I would say probably like Budweiser.
Or Bud Light, if you're lucky.
Probably like crap, actually. How can they keep it fresh after 3 million years?
Well,
I'm imagining it was a very small can. No, I'm kidding. It was a small can and a piece of amber.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus Christ.
Well, what kind of stuff do you think is getting covered in amber right now that people are going to find a million years from now? Or did we cut down all the trees so there will be no amber?
Yeah, there's not going to be any amber. When was the last time you fucking saw amber? You ever been driving around? Oh, look at that amber.
Tuesday night at Peaches, she was on the center stage.
I'm sure there's a lot of things inside that amber.
Yes, there is. A couple of class rings, I know for sure.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm sure they can dig some DNA out of that one.
Just like from under your nails.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard these guys that, like, you watch those 48-hour shows and commits a murder, then the cops are interviewing, they're, like, acting like they're totally innocent, but they got, like, somehow their face is fucking scraped up and they got huge cuts on their hands. No, I don't nothing to do with it. And somehow, unfortunately, Rufus, these guys will get away with it for like 10 fucking years.
Exactly.
It's always like the guy who's like gotten on with his life or whatever. I don't want to say it's funny, but it kind of is funny when they do finally get caught like 10 years later when they're like, so-and-so had moved to Roanoke and was managing a Checkers restaurant. And he's like three states away, not even like six cities away. He fucking murdered his wife and three kids.
God damn.
How could you fucking live with yourself?
Well,
in America, you just have to take yourself to another country to live. Then you'll feel good about it.
You would have to, or you'd have to fake your own death or something. I mean, everything's documented now. You can't just be like, all right, I killed the wife.
You can't even fake your own death. That's the bullshit part of it.
I don't know how these guys, and I guess they don't really get away with it that often, but like how the guys like kill their wives or whatever and just stay there and like do interviews with the cops. They'll even get
right, that's what
in.
I'm talking about.
I mean, how do you fake anything? I mean, I'd like to think I'm a good actor and a good liar, but I couldn't, like, be in a fucking room and be like, oh, my God, my wife's died. You know,
I don't want the show to knock the cops, but the deal is it's usually the cop knows what the fuck's going on, but the bureaucracy keeps anything from fucking getting done. Like, the cop will tell the prosecuting attorney, hey, you know what, this or that, and we need to do this, and the prosecuting attorney's like, not enough evidence.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how it always seems to me when I watch those shows. And, you know, I actually got to see inefficiency in government first fucking hand last night.
Uh-oh. How's this?
Well, where I live, my family owns some property, okay?
Colorado.
So it's part of what they call the EPA Superfund site now because 30 years ago or 50 years ago, before my family owned this property, the Conrail Railroad owned it. And it has this, what they call a switching station, right? My family bought it up, like, back to, it was a really good idea, and it still is, to have industrial spaces near railroad tracks, right? So they can put spurs off and stuff, and if you need a bunch of shit delivered to your company, they just bring it on a train. So come to find out that Conrail had been, like, degreasing all their giant diesel fucking trains and cars and shit, and just letting the water, like the runoff run into the ground.
Nice.
So there's a big, huge, like, messed up, like, I mean, what do you call it? It's contaminated ground and groundwater. Contaminated.
Oh.
So, you know, they've been doing this study since 1986, Rufus. I went to this meeting just with my dad just to see what the fuck is going on because I'm kind of taking more interest in that part of what the shit is. And, I just have never seen anything so efficient in my life. This guy wanted to talk about, you know, getting groundwater shit under control, right? Like contaminated groundwater by hooking people up to city water, right?
Okay.
That was like their answer for everything, was that, hey, as long as the water is not, this is the EPA saying that, but there's people called the settlement people who are there for the railroad.
Right.
Right. But they've already made an agreement with the EPA to try to get this shit cleaned up. But all they're doing is like digging small wells and like testing the water, and it's done nothing. They have a 5-year follow-up every 5 years. They follow up like do a, hey, how's the plan going? It's been going on since 1986.
Wow.
So this is like the center or whatever, and there's all these fucking people sitting in the chair. Well, there's probably 50 people. No, there's like 20 people there. Probably 10 of them are from the settlement corporation and the local government, right? And the rest, there's like 500 houses and businesses in this area, though.
Oh, wow.
Nobody even fucking shows up to this thing because they don't really tell you about it.
Of course,
right?
Not.
They don't want you to come.
Oh, no.
The EPA doesn't come because they don't want you to be outraged. It's fucking insane. So I'm asking, like, all these touchy questions because I'm like, well, what? How serious is the groundwater contamination? If people gotten sick, it's been 30 years. I mean, shouldn't we know by now?
Whoa. You got involved and started asking?
Yes, I started fucking talking. I asked like 50 fucking questions.
That's awesome, okay.
I did. I asked a ton of fucking questions.
I bet.
And so the EPA guy's like, well, I don't really know right now. I don't have the study in front of me or whatever. I said, well, give me a threat level on a 1 to 10. I mean, what is this stuff? Can it make you sick? And he's like, well, this can't, the TBC is a cancer-causing agent. I said, so has anybody gotten cancer? You know, and he's like, well, I don't know. There has been cases of people in the area that do have cancer, but we can't link it directly to the thing, other than these people are like fucking 30 years old and have fucking cancer.
So
all these people sitting in this room that are own these properties and these houses are not saying anything. They're just there, and the EPA is just going through their little dribble. We use what they call a washing station to try to wash the fucking – they pump the groundwater from the – this makes no fucking sense. It was totally made no sense. I'm like, this is a fucking shell game.
Yes.
Because they would not tell them anything. They wouldn't say anything that it was getting better. Some spots it was getting worse, so I said, because this part butted up against our property, which is right next to the fucking railroad track. They said, well, on that slide you were showing us, you said that there's places on the map that are getting worse. I said, and the three of the places I noticed in this map, dude, it's like as big as your computer screen, and there are like 20 people trying to look at it, right? But I got right up there and was looking at it, and I was like, I said that the increase in the cancer-causing agents is right where the switching station is for Conrail still. I said, if they've already been in trouble for doing this, why is it still increasing right there? Shouldn't it all be decreasing right now? Shouldn't they have just stopped doing that?
Run for office.
Well, I was thinking then, see, this is what the deal is. There's a pipe that runs from the Conrail site across our property for 14 acres. And it's a 50-year-old clay pipe that no one even knows what they were putting down it.
Clay?
Yeah, they used to make pipe out of clay 50 years ago. Oh, you know it's fucking collapsed.
You think?
So I've been out there looking at it, and there's like an open manhole cover and shit, and I could see down in this fucking pipe. It's like 20 feet down, dude. It's a 4-foot pipe. I'm like, well, so these railroad guys are sitting in front of me, and I said, you know, I appreciate that you guys are worried about, you know, groundwater contamination and everything. I said, what about remediation of the soil? What about the idea that we bought this property from the railroad thinking that everything was fine, and they know all along probably that it's tainted?
We got a caller, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they've been on hold for 3 minutes. I got wrapped up in your story.
Oh, sorry.
No, your story's great. Hopefully they're coming to say that.
I doubt it.
I have my doubts, too.
Here.
Hello, who's this?
Quit tripping.
Tripping?
Hey, Tripper. It's Tripper from the Bud Buddy website.
Is it really?
Quit tripping.
Tripper, what's going on?
Nothing. What's up with the Rufus and Zigzag? What's
that?
We're talking politics and bureaucracy.
Hyperslot
happy
hour.
You don't know shit about CPA, Zigzag. The EPA is always right.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are in the meeting I was. They were right. They were just right with the wrong people. They were right on the wrong side of the law.
Ooh,
well, I didn't say that.
Tripper, now you realize you probably have a serious delay. Do you have a delay in your headphone or on your phone?
Yeah, I do, right. I just heard you.
All right, so I apologize for that. It seems like we're talking over the top of you, but we're not trying to on purpose, just so you know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Now,
well, I really do enjoy listening to you guys.
All right. I hope we don't bore you too much, obviously.
Heck no. I jumped on the blog here, man.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you aboard. You should see how big Rufus is smiling right now. He's pretty stoked that we have a caller. Say something, Rufus. Your tongue.
Trying to Skype you. I'm trying to Skype you guys.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
I don't.
I really have no idea.
I don't know. There's a Skype button next to your phone number.
Uh-oh. It might be possible.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll keep trying.
So what's up for the weekend with the Hypersloth crew?
You know, we're not really sure what we're doing this weekend. Probably mowing the yard and doing like really boring grown up adult stuff. That's what sucks.
Yes, unfortunately, that's probably true.
I'm thinking 36 holes.
Beating our wife and kids.
36 holes. 36 holes.
36. I thought it took a while to play 18.
Down.
Oh, no, that's a lot of chicks.
Did you hear me? Butt lips in town.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that. So I don't know about 36. I don't know if my back can barely take 18. I wanted to quit at 14 the last time we played.
You played so well.
Yeah, right. I did not play well. I play very sick.
Zigzag doesn't like picking 36 holes.
I don't. I like taking 36 anything.
And I was told to give you a message that Dolly Wom says he wants his putter. He wants his putter.
I will give him his putter. I will do that.
But you should pack the shaft with doob tubes.
I will do that. Yeah. Tripper sent a picture for the website of the Bud Buddy. Hey, Tripper, give us a say something great about the Bud Buddy, Tripper.
The Bud Buddy is awesome. I can pick a flavor of the day. I love that. I can pick a color of the day if that's my choosing for the day to pick my flavor. I love those things. I got to figure out a funnel system, though. I need a good funnel built into that. I'm going to work on that for you.
All you need is a piece of paper that you can fold in half.
I know, but you know how hard that is. You know how hard that is to do while driving?
Yeah, being a little hard while you're driving. Yes. As a matter of fact, Tripper, I do.
Oh, God. That's my plan. I'm going to get you some promo picks.
All right, yes, do it. Do it. Get as many as you can. Tell Longball to send one, too.
We'll get her done. He's off work all day tomorrow. He's got nothing to do but take promos with the Bud Buddy and the Dube Tube.
Well, tell Spick to get one, too. Hey. Call in next week. Call in next week. We're interviewing Spick from Stencil Forest.
Oh, yeah, he told me that last night.
Yes. So Stencil. Give us a little background on Stencil Forest, if you would, Tripper.
Wow. Stencil Forest. They're an amazing prog rock band, local here where I'm from in southwest Michigan. And they're comprised of all local musicians. They started about 30 years ago. They put out an album, all original work. I think it took them another 20 years to put out their second album, though. So, but they're very talented guys.
They're always a work in progress.
Yeah, it's progressive. That's why it's progressive music.
that's right. It's prog rock. You're old. Progging.
Anyways, hope your audience does tune in.
It's evolving.
Hope your audience does tune in
because
you will get a lot of great information from them. They plan on getting out and touring a little bit as far as some local venues, but not like bar venues and shit like that. They wouldn't waste their time with that. They're too good for that. So forward to hearing them.
Why don't you call in? Feel free to call in. Call in next
I
week
will.
While we're talking to Spick, and feel free to ask him any questions that maybe you'd be afraid to ask him face to face.
Okay, I'll throw him some stumpers out too. All right, so listen, guys, I'm gonna let you get back to your EPA talk. God, that was boring the fuck out of me.
You're not convinced anyway.
God.
The show has to be educational too, Tripper.
That's
what you don't understand.
Mass appeal.
We're trying to do a little bit of everything. Politics, the agenda for today. Well, thanks for calling in, Tripper.
Hey, thanks. Great talking to you guys, and good luck the rest of your evening.
Guess what? Hold on. Guess what? You win.
What's that?
You win.
What do I win?
I win. All the songs and a T-shirt, right?
Yeah, all the song and two T-shirts. All three of her songs and two T-shirts from the Hyper Sloth Slothware line. So pick
awesome.
Up two t-shirts from the website. Oh, can you get it? You can't get it from the website. Can
you
Rufus right now?
You'll have to send him a direct link because it's
I'll send you Tripper. I'll send you a direct link to the website, the t-shirt site, and you can pick from one of 10 shirts designed by us here at Hyper Sloth. So, congratulations.
All right, cool, cool.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I feel like a champion today.
All right.
Absolutely.
Wait. One more thought. One more thought.
Yes.
I love my putter. Give me my putter.
Okay. All right. Tell him, guys. We'll get him his putter.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you later.
See ya. See you, Wom. Bye. Wom Ba.
How cool was that?
Awesome. Those are good people right there. Those are good people. They're some of the good ones. Those are some of the good ones, Rufus.
Excellent.
You know, you got your friends that you like hang out with and the friends that you like do the bar scene with. Those, the guys right there are just like people that are cool to fucking hang out with. They're smart. They're smarter than the average bear. They can talk about more than bars and fucking chicks.
Excellent.
And their love of the Bud Buddy doesn't hurt one bit either.
No,
I feel a couple
that's quite
super
helpful.
Stacks coming out for the guys there. Super stacks out your way.
Oh, cool. Great voice, too. Should call in every day.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday and Thursday.
You know what? We should have put them both on speakerphone because I know that Kurt was right. Ooh, the Dolly Wamba was right there, too, and he's fucking hilarious as well. So, anyways, now you were saying about what's your other dog's name, Louie?
Louis, yes.
The little ball of muscle. Now,
yeah,
he can't be littler than Lyle.
No, he's longer and taller, but he is fucking dense, dude. He's like all protein and just vibrates at a high rate of speed all the fucking time. And he can knock you over. If he jumps on the back of your knees, you're going down. And he's
now I've got a quick question for you. This kind of harkens back to something we were talking about a little while ago.
Yes.
Did I reported it to the manager of that hardware store that I was at that guy farted on me, basically? you think he could get in trouble for that?
I don't know. How do you prove it? I mean, you should have had something absorbent with you.
I would have said, look, this is what you need to do. Go back on the tape from the Lowe's store and look at the reaction on my face. I'm talking to this guy, and you'll know the instant that I smell that he shit his pants.
maybe they also film in infrared, and they could see
just
red plume.
Yeah, I'd probably call him the EPA and guarantee nothing would get done there.
But you said this was an old guy, right? I mean, he might not. The poor guy just might not have control.
I'd like to think he had control of his faculties.
That's true. You should expect the best at all times.
Maybe he didn't, though. I mean, that is sad.
That is sad. He's trying to help you out.
I maybe see that this guy shit his pants on me, and that's just not right.
He shit his pants on you.
What it smelled like.
Now, how crowded was the place? Could somebody have walked by?
No. We were a football field away from anybody else.
I think you need to go back and see if it's epidemic. Like,
it might have been a ghost.
Talk to that guy again, see if he farts on you.
No, actually, the next day he made a key for me. He did not fart, but he was again behind the counter, so maybe he did fart and I just didn't smell it.
It was drowned out by the smell of burning iron from making that key.
Yeah. Well, I mean, remember, I think at one time making a key was like an art form, and now it's just like stuff the key in the machine.
Just like everything else.
Pretty much, yeah. They're just like, oh, yep. The Chinese figured out a better way to do it. Now we have a machine that does it without making mistakes.
Like, I drove to Austin the other day, and there's maybe you remember this, there's the Austin Shoe Doctor, where you take shoes to get repaired, and they have several locations. I'm like, who the fuck repairs a shoe? Just go to the store and get a shoe.
No, I've repaired a shoe before, for real, because repairing a shoe is really cheap.
Is it?
And not only that, you know what else they do? They do zippers. I had a golf bag fixed. I had the zipper fixed on a golf bag. My wife's had a couple zippers fixed on some purses. I'm guessing that the shoe doctor does that. But you know what else? You know where they make the brunt of their money? making those specialty shoes for people that, like, have one leg longer than the other person, or, like, orthopedic soles. I'm not joking, dude. I know it sounds funny, but that's true. They make a lot of money.
If you need a size 8 and a size 9,
this is how I know. There was a place called Harold's Shoe Service right behind my favorite bar.
Not about
shoes, because the guy that worked there used to come in the bar all the fucking time.
If that was the first two sentences from a novel, I would not put it down until I was done. That was
all right.
Awesome.
The end. That's it. You can make up that whole thing in your the whole story makes itself up in your mind.
It will. But anyway, so the whole shoe thing is really a specialty, because I just go to the store and boots, and when they fuck up, I just buy some more shoes.
Yeah. Your nickname has now changed from Rufus to Walmart.
I didn't say Walmart.
But by store, you meant Walmart. Who are you joking?
Well, I did say store, so yeah.
Store, all I heard was Walmart.
Store Mart.
Wall World.
That's right.
This is so funny. You see where they're, like, getting in trouble? It's not funny, but they're getting in trouble in Mexico, Walmart is, for, like, bribing people.
To do what?
That's just how it works in Mexico. You bribe the cops. Everybody bribes everybody. But they're in trouble, for the bribery or whatever. And basically, it's, like, customary. To do business there, it's, like, customary to give, the local politicians cash or whatever. And then they get caught somehow, and now wherever doesn't get a Walmart.
Huh.
So who really suffers there, Rufus?
Shit, I don't fucking know. It was customary to bribe cops in Nicaragua, but there was no Walmarts there.
Yeah, you know why? Because they didn't know who to pay off.
Actually, there is.
They're paying people off.
There is a major chain there that is owned by Walmart. That is
but now,
quiet.
Was there like a Walmart?
A Walmart.
A Maldonado Mart?
It was a Tito Mart.
Tito Mart.
That's right. It was a cheesy quesadilla mart. It's owned by Taco Bell and Walmart.
It was owned by 7-Eleven?
Yeah. It was in Chorrito Mart.
Hey, I don't know. You know what? Here, play some rant music.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Okay, now I've been pulling some pretty late nights lately on what's going to be the Bud Buddy headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to give a shout out to those guys if they're still listening. They helped me hang some wallboard there. Guys, it looks good. The stuff looks good. I pinnailed it up. Looks good. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
But, so on the way home, I usually stop and get something to eat because usually I'm stoned out of my mind and I got the munchies super duper bad.
Sure.
So twice in the last 2 weeks, I've decided that I'm going to eat Taco Bell, okay?
Okay.
So 2 weeks ago, I go by there. It's like 1:10 in the morning. They're open till 2 o'clock. I drive by there. I go up to the thing, and, I get ready to order, and then the stupid lady comes on the speaker and is like, "Sorry to inform you, sir, the system is down, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can't take a order right now."
Don't they have paper?
So I'm like, right, well, thank you very much, Rufus. But that I'm going to get to that part of the story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whatever. This lady sounds half fucking like an idiot, so I'm not going to argue with her. There's McDonald's across the street that would gladly take my money from me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
So Ian and I go home. Whatever. So like 10 days goes by. This is just the other night, and I'm on my way home again. I find it rather late, about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I drive by, I'm like, I'm going to stop by the Taco Bell. I didn't get my Taco Bell the other night and kind of been having a hankering for it.
Hankering.
Yeah. Taco Bell hankering. I'm sure hankering's a real word. Look it up in the dictionary. Sure.
No, hankering. Hankering's a real word. I use that word every day.
Do you spell it with a G or is it just end it on an N is the question?
The N apostrophe.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Right. But so I pull up again. And guess what? Guess how convenient is this? Guess what's going on? It's a Taco Bell at 1 o'clock in the morning.
They've run out of pens and paper.
Their computer is, their system is down. I can't help you. You know, if the guy comes on, I said, hey, I was like, I got cash, right? I've got cash. Uh-huh. And he just like, there's like this 10-second pause.
Oh, he's thinking, I got to do math.
Well, or he's thinking, he's looking at whoever else is in the store and is like, eh. And then he's like, well, I can't get the drawer open. And I said, well, I probably have exact change. And then it just, like, goes silent and the screen goes black. And then they act like they're not even there. And I have to drive away after, like, 45 awkward seconds.
You should have offered to go in and make it yourself.
You know what? If it was, like, being at Lowe's, I would. I would have had to make it my thank them.
And
thank
they would have
let me use your facility to make my food.
And they would have farted on you.
Yes, and they would have farted on me.
But it's Taco Bell, so that'd be okay.
So instead, the computer's down, so he can't yell to the guy, I need a taco, which I'm looking up every fucking day, because the guy, I'm sorry, the guy can't make it unless he reads it on a screen. I mean, that's basically what they were telling me.
Exactly. I mean, their menu is three things that they just mix and mash up.
Right, yeah. I should have said, yeah, put all three things on a one thing and give it to me.
That's right. I'll take the menu.
Which basically is beef and beans and lettuce and cheese. All right, we're heading into the VIP. You know where to find us on the podcast, www.hypersloth.me. See you on the other side. Say it, Roof.
Their menu was a crunchy gordita. That's got the soft tortilla, the cheese, the hard shell, the beef, the lettuce. That's a crunchy gordita. That's their
And if you wanted to say all of their cooking styles are mashed into that gordita thing, queso gordita thing that's in the grill skillet or whatever the fuck that thing is that they use to grill those burritos.
Yeah.
Well, two hot irons on a...
I didn't know they use an ice cream scoop for their meat.
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
They use like this weird-shaped forked... thing. Look it up. Look up Taco Bell Scooper online. Like weird shaped fork thing. I hope they have it.
Do you think it's really like provides more efficiency, or they just change it because they're like, God damn, we can't use an ice cream.
You know why? It's got holes in it, dude, so no one can put too much meat on a taco.
And so the spirochetes can swim out of the holes before they put it in a fucking taco shell.
Yum. That's not something I want to imagine. Hey, you know what? I ate Jimmy John's today. And if you have to have stuff that you don't make yourself, I'm telling you, Jimmy John's is the place to go, dude. That's not a lie. That's my I'm giving that the Zigzag seal of approval. Jimmy John's gets – and you know what? Didn't hurt that the service today was fucking excellent.
Really?
I was in and out of this place in fucking 40 seconds.
Hmm. I did have Slotsky's
really
2 days in a row.
Ooh, God. You know, I never could get into Schlotsky's.
Really? I love them because of the whole Louisiana muffaletta angle they work.
Right. I'm not a big fan of the olive spread that much.
All right. Show's over. We're done.
All right. Band's over. Whole fucking thing over, dude. Schlotsky's. You know why I don't like Schlotsky's? Because
why?
There was one on South Congress by St. Edwards, and when I was in there, there was like 10 fucking roaches crawling around on the floor of the Schlotsky's.
That's the Louisiana style, man.
Right. You know what? Here's something.
That's Bourbon Street.
The other day, I went to Popeye's, right? The one Popeye's there is in all of Colorado Springs.
No shit.
And this, honestly, God fucking truth, dude. There's like 10 black people working there, and then one guy that reminded me of like me or you when we first started Hyper Sloth. He was like so out of place. It was the strangest thing ever, and it was his first day, and he kept messing up on my
order. Oh, no.
I was baked, so I was laughing, dude, and I just felt so fucking bad for this guy because no one wanted to help him.
What?
Like,
oh, wow.
Coughlin. Well, then the big wig comes in, I guess the regional manager or whatever. He's wearing a yellow shirt. He's a black guy wearing a yellow shirt.
Was it Popeye?
It was. He had a corncob pipe in, and he only could see out of one eye.
I don't know.
It was the true Popeye. It was Wimpy, actually.
Sorry, you're making fucking
I'm
glad
we paying Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's right. They should open up, the fucking Popeye's people should open up a hamburger chain called Wimpy's.
Well, they should, you're right. Absolutely. I guarantee you there's a Wimpy's hamburger.
With a Tuesday special. God damn.
I was going to say, they only collect money on Tuesdays.
That's right. You can order all week, but you got to come in and pay on Tuesday.
Right.
It's a credit thing.
That
anyway,
actually fun.
Another brilliant Hypersloth idea, but I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. Oh, so anyway, I just felt really bad for this guy. But, yeah, so when this regional manager guy walks in, I'm sitting there eating in, and so the black lady, who I guess is the manager, so she starts, like, yelling to people that are sitting in the like, dining area eating. It was the most inefficient place I've ever seen. It took forever to get our food, but...
Was she snapping her fingers?
No, but she might, if she didn't have her both hands full of fried chicken, she would have. Because she's, like, holding these plates of chicken and yelling, "How's y'all foods out there?" and shit like that. And I'm like, you're almost making it worse and awkward for everyone. You know, I don't think your manager, like, your regional guy is going to think that's cool. So then the regional manager guys, when we're leaving, are sitting by the door talking, right? Like, blocking the fucking door.
Uh-huh.
Like standing, the door is open, and they're on each side of it. So to walk out, you have to, like, walk, like, between them. It was very strange.
Yeah, that's not odd at all.
Right, it was so fucking strange. I'm like, why would they choose that? They're like, oh, dude. I'm like, yeah, it was excellent, gentlemen. Good night.
It was excellent. My compliments to the chef.
The dude, I guarantee you, the guy behind the fucking deal cooking all the food was just fucking baked out of his mind. I could tell by looking at his eyes were barely fucking open. But he was doing it. He was smiling. He was getting it out.
Awesome.
If you can't be drunk at work, at least be stoned, right?
That'll be the motto at Wimpy's.
Yes, it will be, yes.
You can't be drunk at work, at least
and,
be
but
stoned.
But you can't eat either because you'll eat up all the fucking profits.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Just do meth like a good worker, like a good little worker. So did you ever find that Taco Bell scooper thing?
No, I didn't. I actually, a Yahoo Q&A came up. Taco Bell meat scoop? Question mark.
I see it. There it is. Taco Bell meat scoop. The model number and the manufacturer. Ballrath. Wow, that's a fancy brand.
A buddy of mine worked for Taco Bell in high school. And, of course, Taco Bell was kind of new back then, at least in our area. And it was his first job, and these guys I knew to have a job. And he said, yeah, it's a great job. I love Taco Bell, but we got a box of meat in the other day. Put on a box, grade triple C, but edible.
Really?
Sounded delicious to me.
Is he making that up?
I don't know. We were kids. He could have been.
I doubt it. He probably was telling the truth. It's probably like grade C plus now. You think?
Yeah, that's true. I hope it's grade C plus, triple C plus.
See, these people are wrong. It's not actually a fucking scoop. I've seen it. I've seen it up close. And they showed it on some show before what they actually used. Because you don't know this.
What
I'm gonna tell you right
now. It's got to be a scoop or a spoon.
No, it looks like an upside down comb.
What?
Yes, I'm telling you, it's like a comb with a handle on it.
For their meat? And their meat's
like a shell, yes.
I really like their meat, by the way. But, I mean, it's just...
You know what? Their meat is actually... This is the deal. This is why they have to use this. Because their meat is actually it has, like, some little bit of refried beans in it.
Accidentally?
No.
That's because the bean bin is so close to the meat.
That they get confused?
So basically, they're just using combs.
I'm telling you, I'm looking for this goddamn thing. Now it's making me angry. Food portioning tool, Taco Bell Corporation.
Oh, it's not a scoop. It's a food portioning tool. Looks like the pizza police got to them. Yeah, no, that's a melon bowler.
It's actually so funny. Under the patent office, it's listed with pet litter waste scoop.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quite some.
It's like 15 different ways to scoop cat shit, and then there's this thing for fucking Taco Bell's meat in with it.
It's interchangeable. Look, dude, I don't know why this picture came up in Google Images when I searched for this, but it's a picture of Wilford Brimley with a baseball hat on backwards and a T-shirt, and the T-shirt says, "Bitches don't know about my diabetes."
What in the hell? Wilford Brimley, he probably, you think his website's the one that's putting that shirt out there?
I don't know that he even understands what a website is. He's got to be nice.
Wilford Brimley? Dude. He's a man among men. And he'll tell you all about it. What the fuck was his show, anyways?
Did he have a show? He was in that movie, Cocoon.
Did you get my, I just sent you an instant message.
All right, let's see what this is all about.
Bring it down to the nuts and bolts of this fucking Taco Bell meat scooper.
They can't need a special tool.
Dude, do you see it?
If their meat needs a special tool, they ain't using meat. Hang on,
well,
loading.
Nah, that's the deal. See, the holes are to make sure that you don't put too much meat on it.
What the fuck?
All the grease. They're trying to separate the fucking grease out.
But the grease is what makes it good.
That as well. It also is what ruins your taco shell.
Oh, my God. It has a like some kind of finger trigger thing and like a belt hook.
No, that's... The thing on the end is obviously a hole for the to hang it on the wall.
Jesus
Christ.
And there's
others, I guess, to keep it from sliding into the fucking meat itself, I would hope.
It should have a razor in the handle to slit your own wrists after you realize, fuck, my job sucks.
Oh, there's more than one picture. Are you scrolling down and getting a real feel for this fucking tool?
Oh, there we go. Jesus Christ, look at this ridiculous thing. So a slotted spoon could not pull this off.
Or a fork. And a fork can fucking do the exact same thing.
I would rather they use the ice cream scoop because then you get more juice.
Yeah, but you get more meat. Their idea is, you know what? You get when the meat that falls out is bonus meat for the company.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe I'm looking at a tool specially designed for scooping Taco Bell meat.
How can you even believe that I fucking knew about it?
I don't know if I should be impressed or disappointed with you, honestly.
A little bit of both is fun.
That's true. It's a betterment for our relationship.
The day. Mark this on your calendar. You lost, yet gained respect for
That's
me.
True. We will celebrate the anniversary of this for sure. Oh, my God. That's so insane.
Yes, it is insane, but it's life. Who? I mean, I feel sorry for the guy that came up with this and then didn't see any of the profits. I'd have been like, you know, if I'm going to design a special meat scoop for you guys, I want to see something on the back end of this.
I got some free tacos.
Fred, you know what? The weird part is they found him fucking in a 55-gallon drum at the bottom of a Taco Bell in Bel Air.
I'm sure he's been served to people.
He probably has. He picked up little parts of his body mass.
Just put it on his corpse.
His fingernails fell through. Funny thing is, he came in at grade D negative. Yet servable.
Oh, yeah, yet servable. As long as you can spread that meat with a knife, he'll serve it.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't stink. One time when I worked at the backyard, it's fucking...
You worked at the backyard?
So, yeah, I worked for the Ironworks Barbecue at the backyard.
Oh, wow.
You know, you remember that, don't you? We lived together, for Christ's sake.
I don't remember much of that era, honestly.
That's sad to hear, because those are the best years of my life.
That is true.
But,
years of your life.
So, this lady, we're putting on a big gig, right? A big, like, catering. They did a lot of catering gigs out there.
Sure.
And we do one on, like, a Tuesday night or whatever, all this, like, chicken left over, right? And we got this thing coming up on a Friday night that was chicken tacos.
Uh-huh.
She's like, well, we should save the chicken for the chicken tacos. I'm like, yeah, we should. Let's start getting it out of the coolers. And she's like, she's the manager, okay?
Uh-oh.
And she's like, why was it out of the coolers? I said, so it can cool down. She's like, well... Just put the coolers in the refrigerator.
What?
I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. And the two Mexican guys working with me were like, not a good idea. You know? But see, they won't see see, they won't say that to her. They're telling me, too. You know what I mean? Because I already said that's not a good idea. And she's, like, insisting on it. So we just put the – we put them in the walk-in, and here comes that party, right, and shit out and warm the shit up. So we start warming it up, dude, and it's so fucking stinky.
Oh, no.
She's sticking with the fucking game plan. She's going to fucking serve it.
Oh, she can't be wrong. Can't be wrong.
It's like, no fucking way. You can't serve this food. And we fucking deliver this food, and she opens it up right before the fucking service starts, like five, I don't know, maybe a half an hour. We used to set up a half an hour before time. And it's super stinky. So she has to call the fucking closest Taco Cabana and get a bunch of food from them for the fucking party.
I like Taco Cabana. It's not a bad deal.
Needless to say, she was there about 2 weeks more after that.
I'll tell you what, when the lazy Mexicans are telling you to go the extra mile, you listen to them.
There was nothing lazy about these fucking Mexicans, dude.
I know.
That's such a misconception.
It is a misconception. It is. I mean, from a guy who ran a labor hall, the only guys I could count on were the Mexicans.
Right. You know what's funny? They're more like Speedy Gonzalez than they are the typical Mexican stereotype.
That's absolutely true, which is weird because Speedy Gonzalez gets, like, pounded for being a stereotype.
Right, exactly. What is so wrong about Speedy Gonzalez? He's always trying to help somebody. He just does something fast. What does he do bad?
It seems like a positive fucking mascot to me.
Me too. I mean, he's clever. He's kind. What is it with Speedy Gonzalez? I'm going to have to Google him. I'm going to do Speedy Gonzalez controversy.
Oh, geez, get ready. It's going to be a bunch of...
Gonzalez for me, because I was about to punt right there.
It's going to be a bunch of white hipster slash intellectuals talking about how racist it is, but no Mexicans, or you're going to find Mexicans who are like, yeah, I like Speedy Gonzalez.
Potential offensive characterizations. I mean, really?
He's
supposed to be drunk?
No, he was never
That's
drunk.
That's what they said. They said a drunken cat. Oh, my God. Other cartoons pair the mouse with his cousin, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yes, remember Slowpoke?
It should be more like Slowpoke white guy.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. He's no show poke.
No show poke. No show, no call poke.
Oh, my God. Show no call. Unemployment poke. Oh my God. That is. Oh my God.
Yes.
You got me crying over here. No call though. Oh, oh my God. Those are the best. You know what I always look forward to as a manager? I always look forward to the no call, no show excuse round.
Yes.
You know what I mean? How high can it get? How big can the fucking lie get?
Dude, I remember there was this guy. Oh, my God. This is before you started at Delaware. This guy's name was Rohan. He's a really cool fucking dude. I liked him a lot. He was a little fucking out there, but he was hypersloth material, if not a little fucking wacky. And we were working together one day, and he said, remember that Walgreens across the way where we get beer and cigarettes or whatever, you know, the smokers?
Right.
He's like, I'm going to go across the way and get a six-pack and some cigarettes. I'm like, okay, whatever. He left, came back. What fucking came back? And I got a call from him. I got a call from him like 6 weeks later, and he's like, yeah, I'm in fucking Washington. I just felt like fucking leaving, and I never saw that fucking dude again, dude. He left. He took a break to go get us some beers. I never got any beers out of the deal, and he just fucking disappeared.
Wow, Rohan, bold maneuver. What do you think Rohan's doing today?
I don't know. That dude was cool, but a little wacky.
Try
dead.
To get in touch with Rohan. You really think so? Washington State says Rohan got addicted to heroin and is dead.
I doubt he's there or even knows where he's at.
So did he call you at Delaware?
I think he did because, you know, back in those days, we didn't have cell phones and phone numbers were changing left and right. So I think I don't remember where I got the call. I think it was Delaware.
What was the Delaware number? It was something 1860, right? What the fuck was the number there?
It's still the same.
I feel a prank call.
It's still the same because I remember seeing it when I went there a couple months ago.
I dare you to call her Aaron Turner.
They want to know who the fuck he is.
I know. That's what will make it so classic. Be like, no, he was the manager there.
Or he is the manager. No, he's the manager. He was.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What are you talking about? It's 1996.
That's right. I went to order a sub, and he said to push him around in a cup box.
No, it didn't say. Well, someone needs to ask Dave Tucci where Aaron Turner is. Oh, my God. You could get that place in a fucking uproar.
I think I found this guy Rohan's profile on Facebook.
Really?
Rohan Phipps works at somewhere on Mars, listens to anything good, lives in Austin,
Texas.
Send
me that. Send me the link to that.
I think that's the guy. I think that's him.
Sounds like him.
And his profile
Are you sure
picture.
Rohan is not your alter ego?
Might be. Might be like a Fight Club kind of thing.
You're not really who you are? You might be Rohan?
Are any
like
of us, Zigzag, or any of us sure who we really are?
The collection agencies pretty much think they know who I am.
Yeah, the student loan people have no mistake.
Right, they're not taking anything.
That's right.
Rohan is the Joker. Not good, Rohan. Does not bode well for Rohan's psychological profile.
It was never pristine to begin with.
Really?
Sorry, I can recall. Yeah.
Rohan, pretty good. I see that one of his friends is a juggalo.
I see Holly, Edgar Allan Poe, his likes, Mark Twain. I think this is the guy, man. H.R. Geiger.
All these friends are from Texas.
I think it's the same.
Oak Point, Texas. Austin Community College. Texas State. Was he from Texas?
I remember
Travis High School, obviously.
I remember one reason I like really liked and respected this guy because at the time I was going to school to be a writer, and this dude wrote all the fucking time. Went over one day to his house to smoke some fucking weed, and he's like, he said, "Oh, dude, I wrote you a book," and I was like, "What are you talking about? You wrote me?" And he handed me a fucking book, like that fucking thick. And he's like, yeah, I wrote it for you. And he wrote me, like, all these fucking poems and all these weird fucking drawings and cartoons. I was like, dude, that's really fucking trippy.
Was it? Did he try to?
Not on the face.
Well, I mean, okay, so you tried to kiss him.
It's not kissing.
You kind of did owe him.
It's not kissing. It's not kissing between dudes. It's hugging lips.
Were the pages stuck together, or?
Not until after I received it.
Not until after you got it.
Right, that was my review.
It was a scratch. So, you know, I feel bad, Rufus, that I never wrote you a book.
And you should.
No wonder you've always been so distant to me. I never wrote you a book.
Don't you remember the book I wrote you?
It was very funny. What I thought was weird is that in the back I saw it said 2 clips from Rohan Phipps.
I just re-gifted a fucking book.
You're like, hey, right. This guy wrote me a book. You want it?
Holy shit. Maybe we are the same person. And this is Fight Club.
And you gave yourself your own book. Oh, my. And then you gave it to me.
All right. You're
yeah,
freaking out.
Rohan's might be a little dark.
Yeah,
his friends say he's a little dark. Oh my God, this girl Tavia Claypool, she's actually kind of cute. She works at the IRS, so I'm guessing she's in Austin.
I did see that as well. The cute.
Did you?
Yes.
You can't. Works at IRS. What do you think that's like? I knew a guy, Mike, that worked there when I lived in Austin. He was friends with Joe.
You gotta feel filthy and like a criminal all the fucking time.
Conscience. What is it like? He's like, it's a fucking call room. He didn't have any like special training. I mean, he took some classes because they made him to learn about that kind of stuff, but he wasn't like an accountant or anything.
Right.
It's like, it's a call room. I call and tell people that they owe money, and then we try to figure out how they're going to pay it. You know? I'm like, well, you can't like, what if they have questions? He's like, you tell them check the website or get a lawyer.
Don't know.
Right. Don't ask me. Where's our money? Oh, well.
They'll oh, well. Well, I got to run, dude.
Just walk.
Well, no, I got to run because my bladder's about to explode.
All right. Well, you know, we still need to talk about, you know what, when I get the internet over the, at the 420 building, it'll be so much easier to just talk about fucking everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I'll, when I get here, I think of doing stuff for my other job. So I'll let you go. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you over the weekend at least one time.
All right, dude.
All right. See you, Ruf.
Later.
Later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.